Hey.
Oh. Wow. Look at you. You really dressed up for this, huh? No, you're fine. You're fine. You don't need to change. You look great. No, you're not overdressed, I promise. No, I just meant you just don't need to wear like a suit and tie for your first date, you know. But it looks great. You look great. No, stop. As your best friend, I'm not going to let you change. Okay? Just chill. All right? Yes, it's fine. I mean, this is your first date and you're still learning how it all works. And aren't you lucky to have a best friend like me to help you out with these things? I mean, when we were talking the other day and you told me you never dated anyone before, I really thought you were joking. Like, I can't believe you've never had a girlfriend. It just doesn't make sense, that's all. I don't know, whatever. But just don't worry. After tonight, you know, you'll know exactly what it's like to go out on a date with someone. You might even know what it's like to have a girlfriend, even just for one night. Yes. Because I'm gonna be your guide through all of this, okay? Think of this as a practice run date. Yeah. You know, we're not really on a date, but you can make mistakes and figure things out because it's just me, your best friend. So come on, let's get this date started, shall we? Where are we going? Well, I have a little surprise. And instead of like a stuffy, fancy restaurant, you know, I thought maybe we would have a picnic in the park. And they're showing a movie tonight, too, if we want to stick around once it gets dark. Yeah? Sound good? It's cute, right? Romantic, but casual. I think you should keep it in the back of your mind for when you ever want to really take someone out. So, throughout the night, I'm going to give you a series of pointers, inside tips on what I think are best practices for when you're on a date with someone. That sound good? I don't know if I'm an expert, but I have dated here and there. I've been on a number of dates, so. Anyway, tip number one. Right now, since we're, you know, walking side by side, I think that if I were you, I would be holding my date's hand. Because it's just cute and polite, and it's also like really, you know, no risk. Or low risk, really. But if a girl's on a date with you, then she probably wants you to hold her hand, right? So go ahead, take my hand. Yeah, I'm serious. Do it right now. You need to practice. This isn't just like a theoretical date. You're practicing these things right now. So come on, take my hand. Oh, your hands are sweaty. No, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. Just relax. I don't mind if your hands are a little sweaty. It's okay. Just hold my hand. There you go. Oh, and you know what? If you want to be extra polite, you could carry my bag with all this heavy picnic stuff in it. Wow. Look at you being all gentlemanly. This is a side of you I've never seen before. Well, I guess that's true. This is a side of me you've never seen before either, so. Anyway, you're doing great. Yes, you're doing very well. If you wanted, you know, extra bonus points, I think you could probably compliment me on my outfit. You know, how I did to you when I first got to the door. Okay, don't apologize. Hey, I told you, just relax. You're not doing anything wrong. I'm just telling you what to do, okay? I'm just trying to tell you what to do, okay? So you're prepared when you take someone special out on an actual date. I know I'm special, I just... You know what I mean. Someone you want to take out and date. Anyway. How does this spot look? Good? Romantic enough? Yeah, it's nice. I like the rose garden over there. Oh, please, just because I'm goth doesn't mean I don't like pretty things. I like flowers. Especially roses. Whatever. I walk through this park a lot to get to my art seminar, okay? You need to stop teasing me. Here, put yourself to good use. Help me lay out this blanket. And now you're gonna make fun of my black goth blanket? I just can't catch a break with you, can I? I'm still goth, even though I like roses. Leave me alone. If we weren't on a date right now, I'd punch you in the shoulder. No, I don't think that's very polite, so I'm not gonna do it. Okay, so for our romantic picnic date in the park, let's see, I brought a couple of sandwiches. Yeah, I know, I got... Yeah, I know your order by heart. What else? Some brie, crackers, strawberries, oh, these little chocolates, what is this? Oh, pistachios, and, a bottle of Italian soda. What do you think? Aw, you really like it? Well, you're special. You deserve it. Nope, no, you don't do anything. You just sit back and enjoy the breeze. Let me get out the plastic plates and I'll get everything set up. Because that's how I treat people that I'm dating. I like to do things for them. Make them feel special. Let them relax instead of having to do a bunch of stuff. I don't know, it's just my style. You know, I still find it really hard to believe that you've never been on a date before. I don't know, I mean, you're really cute. I mean, you're handsome and funny and like, you're my best friend for a reason, okay? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, whatever. Here you go. The romantic picnic special. Cheers. So, how do you think this is going so far? Are you enjoying it? Well, you do seem a little nervous still. Why? I just think you need to relax, is all. Like, try starting some light conversation. I don't know, something casual. Ask me about myself. Well, I know you already know everything about me, but... You already know that. You know my favorite animal. Bats. Duh. Think of something else. Okay, yeah, you know what? You're right. We're too good of friends, I guess. Well, for what it's worth, I'm having a lot of fun. Yes, really, we should do stuff like this more often. Not go on dates. I mean... Oh, look, they're setting up the movie. So cool. It's like on an old school projector, I guess. Hey, you know, if you want, we could like sit together. I mean, like, you could sit up against this tree and I could sit, like we could cuddle, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I would do if this were a real date, you know? I'd want to cuddle up against you and just be close to you. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And again, if this were a real date, I think now would be a really good time for a first kiss. Yeah, I mean, the date's been going really well, I think. And it's a good time to just show that, you know, you're having a good time and appreciating the other person. And oh wait, have you never kissed anyone before? Hey, that's okay. Hey, don't worry about it. That's what this is for, remember? Getting all the firsts done so that you're experienced. I mean, do you want me to kiss you? Good. Because I want to kiss you too. You just don't do anything, okay? I'm gonna handle it. And just pay attention to everything that I do, all right? I'm gonna lean in slowly, get closer and closer to you, and I'm gonna put my mouth on yours. How was that? Are you okay? You look stunned. It was great. You did great. Do you want to try kissing me now? All you have to do is just lean forward and just want to put your mouth on mine. I'll help, okay? Can I put my arms around your neck? It's just helpful to kind of guide you. So. No, that was great. You're natural. Yeah, you are. No, I'm serious. You're good. You're a good kisser. It just no. I only pulled away because it. First kisses don't usually turn into, like, make-out sessions. We were kind of making out, yeah, like a little bit. I mean, a kiss is normally a few seconds, five maybe, if that. I mean, it depends, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of kissing you can do, which I can show you if you want. How about for right now? You just, you hold me, like I suggested. Yeah, I'll just, I want to lay my head on your shoulder. Is that okay? And you can put your legs around me so I'm sitting, like, yeah, like that. And you can, I can lean back against you. Is it comfortable? Good. That's all I want. And, can I ask you something? Is it just me, or... This kind of feels like a real date. You're really comfy. Yeah, you're comfy to lay on. Any girl would be lucky to get to cuddle up with you. Watch the movie, okay? And when we get back to your place, we can talk about those other kinds of kissing. And when we get back to your place, we can talk about... So, now that you've had lessons, do you think you need practice kissing? I do too. Maybe when we get back to your place, we can practice together some more. Maybe we practice just a little bit right now. Yes, you're doing very good. Now, shh. Let's keep practicing. You know, I'm wondering if, maybe we should, go back to your place, because I think you need a lot of, practice kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's pack up the picnic and, yeah. Let's get back to your place. Fast. Okay? Let's go.